You're just a person we need to talk to often in the summertime. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, because summertime, there's a lot of parks stuff and a lot of rec stuff.
Yep.
So we get to do all of that.
Let's start off with the party in the park that was to be on Monday night. Outstanding decision, yeah. Whoever made it, to postpone it to next Monday night, and now we still have it, and when I go to pet the little donkey,
right.
neither one of us are sweating.
Yeah, and the donkey won't be laying on the ground, potentially dead. There's this idea of summer, and you love summer and everything about it, but then there are some of those moments where it's just not even enjoyable. Yeah. And it was a night where nobody would have been enjoying being out, taking part in Party in the Park. And so the goal is to have a great Party in the Park celebration. So we made a decision to just postpone 1 week. All the components of what was to be are still going to be. So we will still have Meyer Petting Zoo on site. We'll still have all kinds of art activities. We'll have food vendors there. We'll have foam cannon. We're still going to have inflatables. So everything that was to be is still going to be. Time frame is going to remain the same. 5 p.m. start time, and we're going to run that up to about 7:30 p.m. Location is going to stay the same. Riverside Park, beautiful Riverside Park. And we're going to have a little better weather. It's going to be much more enjoyable for every age that wants to show up. For the kiddos, the moms and dads, and the grandmas and grandpas, it'll be a great night for everybody. Party in the Park rescheduled to Monday, August 4th.
Hard to believe that tomorrow night, Thursday night, is the final music at the Meridian. Just super applaud the venue change. I hope you've heard good feedback on that, because it's the best. I love it.
It is a good space. And, for years and years and years, the lawn was, it was the space, because we just kind of felt like it had to be the space. And then last year, we did this 4th of July Meridian Bridge birthday party celebration in the park. And we realized this is a really good event venue space here. Had a lot of positive feedback about it. We've had a lot of positive feedback this year already with the change of venue to Riverside Park for Music at the Meridian. So yeah, we definitely know that was a good change, and we know it's a good change moving forward for years to come.
Which one has been the best? Crossroad Sound, Hannah Dasher, the Nadas, or Rowan Grace? And we have Ivory tomorrow night, but of those four, which one ranked number one, Luke?
And it's a little, this turd is still a little fresh in the ground there, but of the two songs I heard of Crossroad Sound on the 4th of July, the two songs, wow, they were good. You might remember 4th of July didn't quite come together for us, but their two were really good. It's you know, I don't know, because I'm kind of a Nadas fan. They're a little generational for me. My early college days of the late, my kids call it the 1900s. Dad, remember, were you at the school in the
1900s?
The 1900s. Yep. So my early college years of the 19s into the early 2000s, the Nadas were kind of a big deal. So they kind of, they kind of hold a little special place in my heart. Really fun to see them still out and kicking. But I love a little country. Hannah Dasher was a lot of fun. I was super impressed by Rowan Grace. A
lot of energy.
Yeah. You look at them, you see these people on TV, and you kind of wonder, how good are they really? Is this just TV? And then they show up and sing, and you're like, okay.
Yep.
That's they're real good.
What about tomorrow night, Ivory, and forgive me, Mom, the Brassholes?
Yeah, so I'm really excited for the Brassholes. They're a group out of Sioux Falls, all horns, but they are loud, they're wild, they're crazy. They're going to bring a ton of energy. They're going to be a lot of fun. Something different, that's just kind of the beauty of as we search and look. They're going to be something different, and they're going to be a lot of fun for our opening set. Ivory has been around forever and ever and ever. These guys were putting out LPs. They were putting out records back in the 70s through the 80s and even in the 90s. They're, I guess you'd call them legendary rock and roll. These guys are Hall of Fame rock and roll musicians. They have a huge following. Like, they've got a huge following. Definitely going to be a really fun show with them. And I think we're going to have a really big crowd on site to come check out Ivory.
I appreciate what you do. I appreciate you readjusting, rescheduling, like on the 4th of July. And I think you do a great job. So please balance that out with any of the other phone calls that you might get.
Well, thank you. Yes.
This might not be fair, but we've only got about a minute or so.
Yep.
The second half of the year, what should people be excited about or have on their calendars?
Okay. Second half of the year. We've got leagues coming up for adults. Those are always fun as we transition from summer to fall. We'll have Pickleball League coming back again this fall. Holiday Festival of Lights. That's going to be coming up already not too soon to be talking about that. And getting back inside, Summit Activity Center, workout plans, open swims, our indoor pool facility. We're going to have plenty of spaces and places available as the seasons change and the weather starts changing and we start moving inside. We're going to have activities, recreation, and all kinds of stuff. And as always, if you are living in Yankton or any of the surrounding communities and you want to know about all this stuff that's happening, go to Facebook and start following Yankton Parks and Recreation. You will always find information about what's happening in the city of Yankton and our Parks and Recreation Department.
December 4th for Holiday Festival.
Yes, night. Not too soon to be thinking about that float.
You got a theme picked out?
I haven't released a theme yet, but okay. Let it be known, we have some changes with Holiday Festival of Lights this year that are going to be kind of fun too. So for another time.
We'll wait and find out. And then just quick, what's coming up in the year 2030? If we can just look ahead, tell us.
What? Yeah, let me flip my calendar to 2030. Yeah.
I'll wait until after Thursday night.
Okay, let's wait till Thursday. Good idea.
Thanks again, Luke. Always a fun guest, and we look forward to what's next.
Thank you. Thanks for having me in, and hopefully we hold some weather here for a few more great events to finish out the summer.